Tak vítajte.
So welcome.
Predstavte si, že toto už je tretí večer, čo máme spolu.
Can you imagine that's the third night we are together?
Pre mňa to je ako keby to bol iba začiatok.
I feel like it's just the beginning.
Je to tak rýchlo.
It's going so fast.
No ale skúsme sa zamerať teraz na tému.
But let's try to focus on the topic.
A to je znovu zmeň zameranie, alebo znovu zameraj.
And that's refocus.
Ja som sa snažil ešte tak pátrať po tom, že čo to znamená, tak som sa pýtal aj Američanov.
I was trying to find out more about what does it mean, so I also asked some Americans.
A mi povedali, že napríklad keď sa pozeráte do mikroskopu a potrebujete zaostriť, tak to je také znovu zameranie, zaostrenie.
So it also can mean like if you have a microscope and you changing things and you're looking again and changing focus, it's also refocus.
Alebo keď niekto fotografuje a doostruje, tak on si tiež tak v podstate mení to zameranie.
Or also in the cameras, when you manually changing, it's like refocusing.
Ale my sa asi nebudeme rozprávať o tom, ako správne fotiť.
I will not talk about how to use the cameras.
Ale budeme sa rozprávať o niečom inom.
About something else.
Minule sme sa ale rozprávali včera o snoch.
We talk about dreams.
No a dneska trošku takú, keďže bolo tak zamračenie.
And because today it was cloudy.
So budeme rozprávať o oblakoch.
We'll talk about clouds.
Niekedy v našich životoch je menej oblakov.
Sometimes in our lives there is less clouds.
Niekedy žiadny.
Sometimes not even one.
Niekedy je tam riadna búrka.
Sometimes in your life there is a storm.
Niekedy je taká hmla, že ten oblak padol dole.
Sometimes it's like fog.
No a ako to myslím? Ide o to, že keď je oblačno, tak možno aj na kecoch sa vám niekedy stalo, že niečo nespravodlivé, tak to je ako keby trošku nejaký mráčik prišiel do toho vášho slnečného dňa.
Mm-hmm. So you can imagine that like in your life, maybe even here in Keci, maybe you feel like something is not right or it's not good. So it's kind of like it's little clouds in your day.
A mlu si predstavujem ako niečo, čo nevidíme ďalej.
And the fog in our lives, it's like something we cannot see through.
Možno máme také problémy, že nevieme, čo s nami bude.
Maybe there, we don't see what will happen to us.
Možno po strednej škole, kam pôjdem ďalej.
Maybe like they don't see future after high school.
Alebo sa mi tak nedarí na škole, že neviem, čo teraz.
Maybe I'm not successful at school, so I don't know how it will be.
Možno v rodine.
Or maybe in family.
A búrka, to je najväčší extrém.
And the storm is the even more extreme.
To sú hádky.
That's maybe fights.
Úmrtia.
Maybe some death.
Choroby.
Sickness.
Rozchody.
Some divorces.
A všetko toto sa deje v našich životoch.
And all these things, it's happening in our lives.
No a my chceme sa teraz sústrediť na niečo, čo nám pomôže v týchto ťažkých časoch.
So today we want to focus on something or refocus on something that can help us as we go through this life.
Aby keď je oblačno, aby sme tie oblaky dali preč.
As there is a clouds, how we can put these clouds out.
Keď je hmlisto, tak zaostríme.
How if we can see through the fog.
A keď je búrka, tak aby sme prežili tú búrku.
Or how we can survive the storm.
A ja na úvod by som chcel pozvať sem Jackie.
So I want to invite Jackie.
Lebo ona zažila riadne búrky v svojom živote.
She experienced some huge storms in her life. Mm-hmm.
So our topic is refocus. So I want to tell you a little bit about a time in my life that I needed to refocus a few things, specifically get the focus off me and put it on God. So I want to start off with reading you.
Sorry. Takže dnešnou tému je vlastne, dnes sa rozprávame o presmerovaní našej pozornosti. Takže preto by som vám dneska chcela porozprávať o tom, ako som aj ja musela tak upriamiť svoju pozornosť na niečo iné zo mňa. A preto by som rada by som začala tým, že prečítam jeden žalm. a to konkrétne žalm 138.
I will praise you, Lord, with all of my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down towards your holy temple and will praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness, for you have so exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. May all the kings of the earth praise you, Lord, when they hear what you have decreed. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly on the lowly. Though lofty, he sees them from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands.
Ďakujem ti celým srdcom, ospevujem ťa pred božstvami. Skláňam sa pred tvojim svätým chrámom, pre tvoju milosť a vernosť ospevujem tvoje meno. Lebo si zvelebil nadovšetko svoje meno a svoje slovo. V deň, keď som ťa volal, vyslyšal si ma. Dodal si mi odvahy a sily mojej duši. Ó, Hospodine, ďakovať ti budú všetci pozemskí králi, keď vypočujú slova tvojich úst. A ospevovať budú cesty Hospodinove, lebo je veľká sláva Hospodinova. Lebo je vyvýšený Hospodin a predsa vidí poníženého a pozná pyšného zďaleka. Keď chodím v súžení, ty ma obživuješ. Vystieraš ruku proti hnevu mojich nepriateľov a tvoja pravica ma zachraňuje. Hospodin rozhodne v môj prospech. Ó, Hospodine, tvoja milosť trvá na veky. Neopustiela svojich rúk.
Growing up, my life was very privileged. I never lacked the necessities of life. I was blissfully unaware of how great my life was.
Keď som vyrastala, môj život bol taký veľmi privilegovaný a nič mi nechýbalo. A žila som v takej sladkej nevedomosti o tom, čo všetko v živote mám.
When I was 9 years old, my father died of a massive heart attack.
Keď som mala 9 rokov, môj otec zomrel na náhly infarkt.
All at once my perfect life fell apart and I was destroyed.
A zrazu z ničoho nič môj život sa úplne rozpadol a ja som bola úplne zničená.
Shortly after his death I spun down into a very deep, dark and multidimensional depression.
Potom ako zomrel, som sa rútila do obrovskej hlbokej a depresie, ktorá sa týkala viacerých oblastí môjho života.
I hated life, I hated myself, and I hated God because he did this to me.
Nenávidela som svoj život, nenávidela som seba a nenávidela som Boha za to, čo mi spravil.
Going through elementary school and junior high school was very difficult for me without my father.
Chodiť na základnú a potom neskôr na strednú školu bolo pre mňa veľmi ťažké bez môjho otca.
I got to the point where I couldn't stand the pain anymore. Anger, sadness, guilt, and overwhelming loneliness began to eat away at me.
Dostala som sa do bodu, keď som to už nedokázala viacej uniesť. Hnev, smútok, vina ma prevyšovali a cítila som veľkú samotu. A to všetko začalo byť vyššie ako ja. A začalo ma to zožírať znútra.
So instead of asking for help, I turned to drugs.
Takže namiesto toho, aby som prosila o pomoc, som sa obrátila na drogy.
I would take whatever it took to numb not only to numb my mind, but also my heart.
A zobrala by som naozaj úplne všetko, čo sa dalo, aby som otúpila nielen svoju myseľ, ale aj svoje srdce.
In this moment, Satan saw my weakness and offered his solution.
A v tomto momente Satan videl moju slabosť a ponúkol mi riešenie.
Drugs put up a wall between myself and God.
A drogy vlastne akoby vystavali takú stenu medzi mňa a Boha.
And the only voice I heard was the devil's.
A jediný hlas, ktorý som mohla počuť, patril Satanovi.
So in order for me to hear God, I needed to stop.
Takže preto, aby som mohla počuť Boha, som potrebovala prestať s tým.
That choice I made is why I still to this day consider myself a drug addict.
A kvôli tomu rozhodnutiu, ktoré som tedy urobila, sa do dnešného dňa sama seba považujem za závislačku.
This is something I struggle with every day and something I will have to deal with for the rest of my life.
A je to niečo, s čím mám problém každý den deň a niečo, čo budem musieť riešiť do konca svojho života.
This choice I made not to ask for help.
A to rozhodnutie, ktoré som urobila, že som neprosila niekoho o pomoc.
And my pathetic attempt to fix things on my own is one that I will regret forever.
A taktiež môj drápny pokus o to, ako som sa snažila napraviť veci sama od seba, je rozhodnutie, ktoré budem ľutovať navždy.
With the gentle nudging of a dear friend.
S takým nežným nakopnutím od jednej mojej priateľky.
I gave Jesus another chance.
Som sa rozhodla, že dám Ježišovi ďalšiu šancu.
The moment I walked into Saint Germain Church, our church.
V momente, keď som vošla do Saint Germain nášho kostola.
I was free.
Som bola čistá.
I could finally breathe.
Bola som voľná a mohla som konečne dýchať.
I let it all go and forgave God.
A rozhodla som sa to všetko nechať a odpustiť Bohu.
I felt Jesus refocus my heart.
A cítila som, ako Ježiš tak presmeroval moje srdce.
I felt love and warmth and light, something that I hadn't felt in a very long time.
Cítila som lásku, teplo a svetlo, čo bolo niečo, čo som predtým veľmi dlho necítila.
In that moment it felt like we were never apart. He didn't care that I didn't choose him and his way in the beginning.
A v tom momente to cítila, ako keby sme nikdy neboli od seba, že sme vždy boli spolu. A ako keby Boh zabudol na to, že On nebol mojou prvou voľbou.
He gave me everything as if he was my first choice.
A dal mi úplne všetko, ako keby som si ho bola vybrala na prvýkrát.
God knows our hearts, he knows our weaknesses, he knows our thoughts even before we have them.
Boh pozná naše srdcia a naše slabosti a dokonca aj pozná naše myšlienky predtým, ako nás napadnú.
If you think whatever you have or whatever you're going through is too big for God, just let that go because he already knows. So you're just fooling yourself.
Pokiaľ si myslíte, že to, cez čo práve prechádzate alebo čo prežívate, je príliš veľké alebo ťažké pre Boha, tak na to proste zabudnite, pretože Boh to vie a vie, že sa v seba iba klamete.
He knows when we will push him away and yet, even before we do, He's ready to forgive us and welcome us home.
A on vie, že kedy my sa ho rozhodneme možno tak odvrhnúť, ale ešte predtým, ako to spravíme, on vie, že bude pripravený nás privítať späť.
If I have this precious moment for no other reason than to request this of you, I am more than satisfied.
Ak mám tento špeciálny moment pre nič iné, len preto, aby som a mohla toto povedať, tak budem veľmi šťastná, spokojná.
Please do not try it your way.
Prosím, neskúšajte to svojou vlastnou cestou.
Choose God's way.
Ale vyberte si tú Božiu.
Thank you.
Ďakujem.
Ďakujem, Jackie, za to, že si sa podelila s nami.
Thank you, Jackie, for sharing your life.
Tento týždeň sa trošku rozprávame o Petrovom živote.
And as we're talking about Peter's life.
A v jeho živote sa stali tiež rôzne také búrky.
In his life there was also a lot of storms.
Ale aj také naozajstné búrky.
And also the real like nature storm.
No, poviem vám teraz také dva krátke príbehy.
And I want to share like two short stories.
Jeden bol ten, že Peter, jeho kamaráti a dokonca aj Ježiš boli na lodi v strede takého mora alebo jazera.
The one story is about like Peter and his friends and Jesus was on the boat and on the sea or it was lake.
No a to bolo v noci, po dlhom dni Ježiš už spal, pretože bol veľmi vyčerpaný.
And it was night and Jesus was sleeping because he was tired.
No a práve vtedy prišla tá búrka.
And the storm came.
A vlny sa prelievali a vyzeralo to tak, že celá loď pôjde ku dnu.
And it was like huge waves and it looks like the all she will just drown.
No a tí ľudia sa snažili robiť všetko možné, aby nezomreli.
So the Peter and his friends, they try to do and try everything, just try to survive.
No a keď už im zostávala iba žiadna nádej.
If they were like hopeless.
Spomenul si Peter, že Ježiš tam spí.
So Peter finally, Jesus is sleeping right there.
A prišiel za ním a zobudil ho.
So he woke him up.
A povedal mu, zomierame.
He said, oh, we are dying.
Zachráň nás.
Save us.
Tak som rozmýšľal, čo si asi Ježiš pomyslel.
So I was thinking what Jesus was thinking.
To nemáme napísané v tom príbehu, ale máme tam napísané, čo urobil.
We don't know, but we know what he did.
Vstal.
He woke up, he stood up.
A pohrozil búrke.
And he calmed the storm down.
A búrka prestala a more bolo pokojné.
And there was peace in the wind and the sea.
To bolo úplne zvláštne.
And it was very interesting.
Bolo to niečo, čo určite nečakali.
It was something that they were probably they didn't expect that.
Ale od toho momentu vedeli.
But from this moment,
že ten človek, Ježiš,
they knew that Jesus
je nejaký zvláštny a má veľkú moc.
There is something about him and he got some special power.
Takto on utišil jednu búrku.
He just calmed the storm like that.
Druhý príbeh.
The second story.
V tom príbehu tiež boli na lodi, ale bez Ježiša.
They were also on a boat, the Peter and friends, but Jesus was not there.
Nebola to síce búrka, ale vlny boli veľmi vysoké.
There was no storm, but there were some waves.
No a v tom všetci tí ľudia, čo tam boli, aj Peter, zrazu videli Ježiša kráčať po vode.
So all these people around Peter, they saw something on a lake, walking.
No a veľmi sa vylákali. Ale keď zistili, že je to Ježiš, tak trošku sa ukludnili.
And they were so scared, but after they found out it's Jesus, they were okay.
A vedeli to, že Ježiš dokáže utišiť búrku a dokáže utišiť aj tie vlny.
And they already knew that he got this power over the sea and wind.
A Petra vtedy napadla taká zvláštna vec.
And so Peter got some idea.
On dôveroval Ježišovi, že má tú moc, a tak mu povedal.
He trusted Jesus that he got this power, so he says,
rozkáž mi, aby som mohol chodiť tiež po vode.
So tell and make it happen that I can walk on the water.
A Ježiš povedal, poď.
And Jesus said to Peter, come.
A Peter šiel.
And Peter went.
A naozaj nepotopil sa a chodil po vode.
Peter was walking on the water.
Ale čo sa stalo?
But what's happened?
Zrazu zacítil tie vlny, ako špliechajú jeho nohy.
After a while he start feeling like the waves on the legs.
A jeho pozornosť sa z Ježiša upriamila na tie všetky veci, ktoré boli okolo. Nebezpečenstvo, čo mu hrozilo.
And his focus was not on Jesus but on all these things and he was starting to be scared.
A to svoje zameranie zmenil ale nesprávnym smerom.
So he refocused to the wrong things.
Na svoj strach.
To his fear.
A vtedy sa začal topiť.
And then he started drawing.
No a keby som bol na Ježišovom mieste, tak asi by som ho nechal tak.
And if I would be on Jesus, I probably left it there.
Pretože veď on videl, že má moc. On vedel, že mi môže dôverovať. Veď chodil po vode.
Because he saw Jesus, he knew he got power, but he just didn't trust him.
A stále bol taký, neveril a stále sa potápal a proste vždycky Ježiša využil ako takú poslednú možnosť.
And he was not trusting and he was drawing and he just used Jesus like a last chance.
A čo je na tom pre mňa fascinujúce?
But what fascinates me about this?
Ježiš mu podáva ruku.
Jesus is reaching a hand to him.
A on ho zachraňuje.
And he's saving him.
A takisto, keď si tieto dva príbehy pozriem a skúsim si ich pozrieť na svoj život, skúsim si ich zobrať na svoj život.
So I see these two stories and I'm trying to apply it to my life.
Podľa mňa to nie je to, že keď ja budem niekedy na lodi a bude zrovna vtedy búrka.
It's not like if I will be on a boat and there will be a storm.
Začnem sa modliť a búrka prestane.
I will start praying and the storm will go out.
Možno sa to stane.
Maybe.
Ale myslím si, že tento príbeh mi chce povedať niečo oveľa dôležitejšie.
But I think that this story is trying to tell me something else.
Keď prídu búrky do môjho života, tak viem, že Ježiš má moc utišiť búrku.
This story is for me is like I can know that if some storm came to my life, Jesus got power over that.
A ja viem, že aj keď možno ho sa nesústredím na neho, ale robím si veci po svojom, on na mne nezabúda.
And I also can know that even if I'm not focusing on him and I'm doing my own things, my own way, I know he never forget or he never stop caring for me.
A veľakrát v živote sa mi to stalo.
And it happens many times in my life.
Že som vedel, akú Ježiš má moc.
And I knew how Jesus is.
A keď som sa dostal do problémov,
and if I was in a problem,
spomenul som si na neho veľmi neskoro.
He wasn't my first choice.
Ale on mi pomohol.
But he helped me.
Možno ste to ešte nezažili.
Maybe you never experienced that.
Ja vám to ponúkam ako možnosť.
I'm just giving you like it's
do ničoho vlastne tlačím.
Option. I don't want to push you to something.
Ale spomeňte si na moje slová, keď prídu burky.
But remember this when the storms came to your life.